You're listening to another tasty dish from the larder. Recipes for fresh thinking, cooking up new ways of being.
So good afternoon, I'm Jackie Walker, tour guide for Recipes for Fresh Thinking. And with me this afternoon is Elvira Villarini. Have I got that right, Elvira?
Perfect.
Hello, it's lovely to have you with us today.
Hi, Jackie. It's lovely to be with you too. Really cool.
I know, and I love this series of talking about the individual flavours. And you've chosen isolation as one that you've been working with recently yourself, haven't you?
I have indeed. And, you know, the word isolation without context sometimes causes a little bit of distress. Especially when I've worked with clients in the past and they look at me with this quizzical look on my face, on their face going, isolation? What do you mean isolation?
Yeah. And looked at on its own, isn't that funny? That's isolated itself.
Exactly right. The word itself causes themselves to isolate.
Totally. Yeah. So when we talk about isolation in Flavors of Thought, what specifically was it that prompted you to want to look at this? What's it been doing and giving you?
So from the Cube of Karma perspective, isolation is a place where it's not about being alone. It's certainly not about feeling isolated. It's about having perspective. And I think I needed to do that in my life because I launched the business a year and a half ago, and it was time for me to take a step back and to look at what I had created and whether that was something that I wanted to continue to create. And isolation is a place where you can do that from. So for me, it was a case of stepping back and having it's almost like a 360 degree view of where you've come from, where you want to go, and the things, the people, the events, the environment around you. Mm-hmm. So Tom uses a metaphor from the tarot, which is about the hermit. And if you were to look at the hermit, he stands on the top of a mountain and he has complete perspective of everything around him. And he's also carrying a lantern and a staff. And the lantern is there to identify not only where he's come from, but where he needs to go to. The staff is there for stability. So it's also about guidance around him and guiding the people around him too, so that they can see where he is. And I felt it really necessary for me to do that in my business. So I've been doing this work for a long time. I've been through a lot of different types of therapies in my life and felt that there was a time where I needed to just evaluate, I think is the word that I'd like to use, and consider and recognize where I've come from, what I've learned from that, and how I'm going to use those learnings going forward to create something that I really, really want to get involved in. And that's what it's given me. So I kind of have the analogy of it's like a box of chocolates. Mm-hmm. You know, you open the box of chocolates.
Oh, yes, we like ones like that.
We like those, this big, nice big box of chocolates. And you read all the labels first because you don't know which one you're going to pick yet, you know. So it's kind of like which one really excites me? And you look at them and you figure out, oh, that one looks nice, but it's got something in it that I don't really like, you know. And it's about really discerning and making sure that the chocolate that you pick up is going to be the absolute best one at that time. Obviously, it has a time scale because as time moves on and people learn new things, you experience new stuff, you learn more, and then maybe that chocolate that you had 2 or 3 weeks ago isn't appropriate in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
It's chocolate.
Oh no, the orange filling. You can have the orange filling, Jackie. Honestly, I don't care. The orange filling, no, thank you.
Okay, well, I think you and I get on sharing a box of chocolates very well together, my love. But you know, I love isolation. Do you know what always makes me think of is being on top of this mountain. And which I think you mentioned, because, you know, it takes a lot of work, as you say, to get up to the top of the mountain. And, you know, once you're up there, you do get this extraordinary view, as you say, this full 360. And by being up there, obviously, when I think of a mountain, I always think only one person can stand on it because it's always got this tiny wee peak, you know. But it's like, so say there's only one person that can be up there, which is, as you say, your hermit. Okay. What I always find fascinating about the top of a mountain, it brings you back to the chocolates, is that you get up there and you realize that once you've reached there, you can't actually stay there because you can't stay on the top of a mountain forever. You've got to go back down again. You can't float from the top of a mountain over to other tops of mountains.
That's true.
So you've got to come back down again, but it shows you where you've been and where you're going to. And that's, it's a fabulous metaphor. And isolation gives you, of course, time to think.
It does, certainly does. Yeah, and I think in today's society, from the experiences that I've had in my life and with the clients that I work with, time is so scarce. You know, everyone keeps themselves so incredibly busy, you know, that they fill up their entire day from the moment they get up to the moment that they go to bed at night with stuff. Mm-hmm. And they never really consider, you know, what am I really doing? Where am I really going? What do I really want? What's the outcome that I'm driving myself towards? It just becomes a melee of one event after another, and very, very scarcely do you distinguish between those events.
Yeah.
And isolation is about taking time out and going, okay, you know, what do I really want?
Yeah.
And I think people are sometimes, and I am generalizing here, but some of the people that I've worked with are really afraid of doing that because, and there's all sorts of things that goes around that with things like, I don't deserve to have what I really want. And if I really have what I really want, what will happen to the people around me that I love? Mm. You know, if I really do the stuff that I really want, how do I continue to care and love the people around me? And what they don't realize sometimes is that they can only love those people around them when they take the time for themselves, they look after themselves.
Absolutely. And I think it comes from this fear, as you said right at the very beginning, of it's almost like a loneliness, isn't it, that comes with isolation. Oh, my God, I'll be cut off.
That's right.
And in fact, it is only by being not cut off, but by removing yourself to think of yourself, that you are then able to connect. So in fact, it's such a, you are gifting more because you can gift fully from a position of strength.
And when you filled up, you know, how much more can you give when you in turn are filling yourself up?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not about giving from a place of empty. It's about giving from a place of full,
yeah.
And that is so much more valuable, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It is about giving yourself that gift and going, okay, you know what, I'm really important here because the people around me are also really important, you know, and this is stuff that I need to do for myself so that I can be even better at delivering to the people that I care about and want to look after.
Fantastic. And now, have you finished being in your position of isolation? Or are you?
I'm coming through it, Jackie. I am. I'm sort of three quarters of the way through. I think I'm sort of at the end bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has taken a little time, possibly a little longer than I expected, but it's been absolutely and totally valuable to me to do this. And I think from a future perspective, it's almost like it's possibly been the most valuable thing I've done in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder actually sometimes that we get, as you say, we get so caught up. When you first go into this place and take this isolation to get the clarity that you need of what you've got, to review what's in your pack, to review all the things that you've gathered, to see where you can use them and take them, and to notice where your next journey is. I wonder if the very initial time one goes into isolation is necessarily therefore longer than it might be in future times.
Yeah, possibly. I hadn't thought of it that way, but completely get that. Absolutely. Because then if you do it regularly enough, then you don't have to unpack the whole suitcase. You
Exactly.
kind of know where everything is, you know? It's like, oh, okay, I know that bit, it's on
And
easy
you kind of
time.
own everything that you've got then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And
Absolutely.
how do you think you're going to know? This might be an awful question to ask you. How do you think you're going to know when it will be time to continue or come out of isolation?
Continue isolation or come out, which one?
Come out, come out, co continue. Yes, continue. I was going to say continue on your journey, or know which way you're going to be pointing.
I haven't got a clue, Jackie. I
Oh,
really
well, listen,
don't.
when we speak next, it'll be fascinating. We'll have to follow this one up.
Yeah, because I suppose I will get some sort of a message or an indication or a clearing, a kind of like, yeah, you're ready to go now, girl, go, you know. And I haven't had that message yet, so I think it'll be a sense. I'll get a sense of it, but I don't know how that is going to come to me. I don't know if it's going to be an external message or an internal one.
Yeah, I think this is the thing. I think that what happens is that we take that time and suddenly we get this flash of insight and inspiration and that light bulb aha moment, because that's a wonderful place to get it, is in isolation, reviewing gently without adding meaning specifically, but allowing things just to be.
That's right. Because you'd really take that view of observer. There's no judgment, absolutely none whatsoever. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There just is. And I think having that perspective of it just is amazing, because you don't feel bad about anything. You don't feel good about anything. You just is. You know, that's what
It's
happened.
called, to me, I call that joyful ambivalence.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. It's kind of like,
And you know, sometimes I think maybe I won't move out of isolation. It's so beautifully peaceful here. And
yeah,
it is until the point that the insight or inspiration hits. And at that point, you go, oh, I'm
I'm
ready.
ready. Yeah.
And on that point, you know what? I think that's a wonderful place to wrap this interview up,
Fantastic.
unless there's anything you have else to say.
No, Jackie, I think that is absolutely a perfect place to end. Thank
Oh,
you.
lovely. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Elvira.
It's been lovely to talk to you, Jackie. Really cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.